Earlier this month, the Vermont Supreme Court ruled that the state's method of funding education is unconstitutional because it denies all children an equal education. The lead plaintiff in the suit was 7-year-old Amanda Brigham, a student in the poor Vermont town of Whiting. While Amanda was the clear winner in the case, the losers may be children who live in the state's so-called Gold Town districts. One of these school districts straddles the border with New Hampshire. Vermont Public Radio's Steve Young reports on how that unique interstate relationship may be affected by the court's ruling.
Norwich, Vermont is, as a local expression puts it, picture postcard perfect. There's an immaculate town green with a gazebo, handsome brick houses and churches, antique stores and gourmet restaurants. Ann Siebert, a Democrat, is the town's state representative.
Norwich is a wealthy town. I like to call it the working wealthy.
Norwich has, in fact, the second highest per capita income of any town in Vermont. Unlike ski resorts such as Stowe or Stratton, the town generates little of its own wealth in the form of jobs or businesses. Norwich is a bedroom community for the town of Hanover, New Hampshire, home to Dartmouth College, just across the river from Norwich. The cozy relationship between the two towns is long-standing and is even codified in law. Norwich students have attended Hanover High School for more than 30 years. Priscilla Vincent lives in Norwich and has two sons at Hanover and a daughter at Marion Cross School, Norwich's elementary school, which may face cuts under the new law.
My daughter has one more year in Marion Cross. They're probably not going to be able to wreck the school in 1 year. So she'll probably continue with a wonderful experience at Marion Cross. I want her to be able to go across the river to the Richmond School, which is the middle school, and Hanover High. And I want Hanover High and Richmond schools to continue to be the good schools that they now are. That's my biggest fear, that the quality of the education is going to suffer.
The Dresden District, as it was named, is unique in the nation. It was ratified by an act of Congress and became law in late November 1963, said to be the last bill signed by President John F. Kennedy before his assassination. Joseph Dellabadia is superintendent for the Dresden District.
As an entity, the Dresden School Board does not act as a Vermont school board, nor does it act as a New Hampshire school board. Some people refer to it as the 51st state.
Hanover High School is in the top echelon of New Hampshire schools. It has a near 100% graduation rate and high SAT scores. 80% of its students go on to college. The school has a number of enviable extras, including full music and arts programs and a well-stocked library. It also has an extensive varsity athletic program, including football and skiing. All of the computers in this lab are connected to the internet. The cost for all this is nearly $9,000 per student per year. That's nearly $3,000 more than the average Vermont school spends. Currently, more than 300 Vermont students benefit from attending this New Hampshire school, but according to Norris Hoyt, Vermont's former tax commissioner and a Norwich resident, this unique arrangement is likely to end. Hoyt believes Dresden is in jeopardy because New Hampshire is immune from Vermont Supreme Court ruling.
If Dresden were to continue, that means the Hanover, New Hampshire taxpayers would be subsidizing every Vermont student in the Dresden district to the tune of about $3,000. So obviously it's got to break apart.
Dresden Superintendent Dellabadia says that even though the district straddles both states and has a joint school board, it ultimately is not under the authority of Vermont laws.
We've never been challenged on what we charge. Any school that's located in the state of New Hampshire can in fact charge whatever it wants in tuition. There's no cap on that, which in this case includes Dresden. And the reason for that is that we operate almost entirely under New Hampshire law because the buildings are located in New Hampshire.
According to Hanover High School Principal U.V. Bignato, breaking with Vermont would be painful, but so would cutting costs, which would mean a reduction in services and personnel at his New Hampshire high school.
There's no question if per pupil costs have to drop from roughly the $8,600 or $8,800 that they are now by $1,000, for instance, the impact is going to be devastating.
But Norwich Representative Ann Siebert believes the Vermont Supreme Court ruling was not intended to decrease the quality of any of the schools in the wealthier districts. When the Vermont legislature draws up a new tax plan in the next month, Siebert believes it will allow towns flexibility in funding.
I'm confident that we aren't going to dumb down any of our schools. I think it's not easy to figure out But as one friend said, the Supreme Court has baked the cake, and now it's up to the communities to put on the frosting.
But whether the court will, in fact, allow individual towns to add any fiscal frosting to average school expenditures is still an open and key question. The court ruling requires not a minimum standard of funding, but equality across the board. To paraphrase George Orwell, it's unlikely that if all towns are now equal, some towns can remain more equal than others. Norris Hoyt says that his fellow Norwich residents believe they'll be protected by their unique interstate status. Instead, he predicts, they're probably headed for disaster.
They don't want to believe the asteroid's going to hit the Earth. And they're doing everything they can in their minds to think of reasons why it won't happen, but I'm convinced it will happen. The Supreme Court said, essentially, there's only one school district in Vermont now, and that's the whole state. And every student in the state is entitled to essentially the same financial resources.
If the district does break up, the town of Norwich will have to build its own middle and high schools or pay other area Vermont schools to take their students, most likely at a lower level of funding. Norwich parent Priscilla Vincent bristled at the concept of cutting her children's education budget to bring it more in line with others in the state.
Don't you even dare. I mean, if I have to leave the state, I'll leave the state. I don't want to leave the state. Do not cut back on my schools. No.
If the worst happens, Priscilla predicts many Norwich residents will seek other private options.
I think you might find people saying, well, we'll start a school. Just bail out. Say, if you guys are going to kill the public school system, fine. We'll keep those budgets as low as possible and do our own thing.
The Supreme Court ruled that changes in the current system must take effect immediately, which many interpret as the start of the new school year in September. The fate of all Vermont school districts will likely be determined soon when the legislature drafts a plan which must meet the Supreme Court's approval and the approval of the plaintiff's lawyers. Norwich residents hope that whatever plan evolves, it will allow them to keep the unique Dresden district intact. For National Public Radio, I'm Steve Young.